Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Does it take courage to listen to something you agree with?
My opinion, no. It takes courage to listen to something you disagree with because it's an alternative or different perspective or viewpoint that you are attempting to understand. Hence the saying, I haven't walked a mile in your shoes.
Which gets me back to that other quote that I had down here.
And I would say, if you find courage in just listening to something you agree with, to go back to what Paul said, aren't you in your comfort zone?
That's the quote I was looking for.
Right here, man. It's right here. You just got to go here.
So it takes courage to step out of your comfort zone. And I guess that's how you bring that into being able to listen, huh? Because listening, like for instance, if you just bring it to religion, how one religion can't listen to the beliefs of another religion because it takes them out of their comfort zone. A Muslim can't sit there and listen to a Hindu speak on their religious beliefs without feeling compelled to have to tell that Hindu where they disagree at. They just can't sit there and listen to that person tell them everything and just be like, okay, thank you.
Many people are not open to accepting different views or philosophies, statements that differ from their thinking, because many people are very much set in their ways. They're very repetitious and they don't do things out of the ordinary or out of their comfort zone.
What can I say then? If I go with that, can I say many people are not as open as they claim to be?
Might I go back to pie? Perception is everything. Things are not as they appear. People portray themselves as more than they are many times for various reasons. The word facade comes to mind, which is a false front.
I was sitting down here thinking about this courage thing to sit down and listen, and why does it take to, and something else just came to mind. I was trying to figure out how to say it, but I just, truth, that's the word that comes to mind. I guess to sit down and listen and to have courage, because you may hear some truth. And there's one thing I know about truth. It's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it or can handle it. Rafiki, you was one that publicly told everybody that you struggled with it. Constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an example of that. Hey, being able to sit down and listen to some hard truth about yourself.
Yep.
And hey, I want to commend you. You said you was going to work on that stuff, and you have been. Now, what is it hard? Was it hard for you to sit down and listen to that truth, Rafiki? Did it? Do you think it took courage for you to do that?
Took a whole lot of courage to even speak it up, saying that I want people to start giving me constructive criticism. I mean, not too many people can willfully say, hey, Bring me the smoke. I want the smoke. Give me the hard truth that I can't see. You ain't going to find too many cats like that out there. You're not going to find too many people out there that's willing to even have the courage to do that.
A word came to my mind, Rafiki, as you were speaking. It's a trigger word for some, y'all. Buckle up, hold on tight. Accountability.
They don't like that word neither.
And it took for you to even express your trouble spot. A lot of people don't do that. So you were accountable enough to, hey, I see my area that I need work in. Let me work on it. How do I work on this? Let me get opinions from others. Let me get the criticism.
Any thoughts on that, Tara? Any thoughts on Rafiki taking constructive criticism? You've been on him for a little while. Do you think he's gotten better with that?
Just looking at my notes, sir.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Or are you just seeing the white wall and you're trying to find the crack through the white wall? Is that what you're trying to do?
I don't need walls, and I get through cracks. I don't worry about that. I agree with the metal reset was just saying there about accountability with Rafiki there, and to touch on what Paul says as his podcast and how he says about know thyself, balance thy energy, and then you have me over here for decades saying standing in your own truth. If you know yourself and balance your energy, and you can stand in your own truth, you accept accountability for your actions. And also, you have done shadow work, which is something we speak about, which is a introspective analysis on the dark components of your character to shine the light upon and illuminate so that you are self-aware and that you work on those aspects to better yourself. And accountability is important instead of deflection or projection, which a lot of people attempt to do. So there has been a lot of growth through Rafiki with patience and through taking the time. He sort of has implemented qualities of a Leo with structure and discipline, with learning things and taking notes and reading and analyzing and examining himself and looking at blind spots, which are things he speaks about with others. But you have to put in the time, as Mental says, put in the work. You have to put in the work, to reap the rewards. So I acknowledge that I have seen some growth. And I feel Rafiki is in a better place. I know Rafiki is in a better place than he was before. But I need to throw out there too, the company you keep is a reflection of yourself. So we could look at the company Rafiki has chosen to keep or surround himself with.
It's interesting that you said that because he actually, with a name, y'all was pointing out that he's actually with a whole totally different crew, isn't he? From the old crew to the new crew, I guess. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.